R. Miles, Passion Struck. You know, I always tell John, who's a famous podcaster, a famous motivational speaker, a famous author, I always say, did you write this book for me? Because I took an encore chapter when I joined Radio St. Pete. It was a dream to launch one more hyperlocal magazine, and reading Passion Struck has changed my life. Welcome, John Miles. Tell us all about Passion Struck.
Well, Nanette, it's so nice to see you, and it's ironic he called me Josh because that's my son's name. So maybe he was here before me.
He's prescient. He has intuition.
He has intuition. So I started Passion Struck about 5 years ago because I saw so many people throughout the world who lacked significance in their life. They felt like they go through the motions and nothing matters. And to me, I think it's really one of the core things that's impacting so many people's mental health, the loneliness epidemic we have, the helplessness epidemic. So to me, it was my way of how do you teach people, how do you cross the chasm from wherever you are in life to becoming your most fulfilled self? So that's at its core the mission of Passion Struck.
And yet, you know, John, you've had many iterations. You were CIO at Dell, and you have interviewed, I'm going to say hundreds of the most interesting, well, you're the most interesting person in St. Pete, but the most interesting people in the world. Tell us a little bit about the people you've interviewed and what you've learned from each of them.
Man, I have been so fortunate. We are hitting episode 450 this week, which is just amazing to me. And about 150 of those are solo episodes, so you're right, about 300 episodes. And each episode is just so amazing. But I did a interview earlier today with this gentleman, Johan Hari, who's a New York Times bestselling author, but he's got a new book out called Magic Pill, and we were exploring the pros and cons from his experience using the new weight loss drugs. And so it was one of these where we were just trying to give the listeners all information that we could on both the positive outcomes from using them, but also the pretty dire consequences that come from everything from thyroid cancer exposure to other risks that they bring about.
And mental health, according to NBC News Today, there are mental health issues that crop up as well. You have had some military people that you've spoken to. You had one recently. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I actually released an episode today with Steve Bowen, who is actually a distinguished Naval Academy graduate. He was a submariner who was actually the first submariner to get selected by NASA as an astronaut. And so we really explore his last mission. He was the Crew 6 commander, was up on the space station until about five months ago. And we really talk about the similarities between submarine life and what it's like on the International Space Station. And we also explore his spacewalks. He has done the most EVAs of any American astronaut. So it was really interesting talking about his perspective of this one moment he strapped in to the top of the ISS and was just sitting up there in downtime, just observing the world for 30 minutes and what was going through his mind. So
I tell you, people, these are wows. You also, speaking of astronauts, had someone who's here. She was an astronaut, and now she's launched a Live Life Better wellness sort of, she's got a website and book.
Nicole Stott.
Share a little bit about her journey.
Well, I think her journey is a special one because a lot of people see the astronauts and they have degrees from MIT or Harvard or the Naval Academy, West Point. She is really interesting, especially for local St. Pete people, because she started out her journey at St. Pete College. And she did that because she found out that they had a program where they would also allow her to learn how to fly. And then from there, she went to Embry-Riddle, but started her life at NASA as really a rocket scientist, and one day was interested in the program and said, how do I potentially become an astronaut? And they said, like everyone else, you apply. And so she did, and she became an astronaut, and now she's doing an incredible program where she's trying to help out sick kids by doing art that she gathers from children worldwide and then creates amazing compilations that she gives to cancer patients and children who have other rare diseases. So pretty inspirational.
Well, you know, speaking of inspiration, it is Small Business Week. We're here at the Greenhouse all day. And what you've been in big corporations and you in Passion Struck, talk about what do people need to know about starting a business and how does Passion Struck offer some tips for inspiring people to go for it?
Yeah, I think to me, every successful startup that I've ever been a part of, and I've been lucky to be an advisor now to three unicorns, it really starts and ends with finding a problem that only you through your unique talents can solve. And I think the successful startups are the ones that continue and double down on that mission and don't get distracted from it, no matter the setbacks they face and the hurdles that they have to overcome. And I think my biggest piece of advice is so many people get distracted by the fundraising, by everything else around them, that they lose the main thing that was originally the really the epitome of what they were starting the business for. And when you start wavering from that, that's when a lot of businesses start to falter.
Now, you do some coaching and some speaking engagements. Tell us a little bit. Tell us about the podcast. I know that you are everywhere. You've just been nominated or won an award as one of the top five Live Life Better Health-oriented podcasts. Is that right, John?
Yeah, we were really blessed last week to be recognized as the number two health and wellness podcast worldwide. And we're in some really stiff company there because I'm competing against people like Andrew Huberman and Jay Shetty and Lewis Howes, Peter Attia, Mark Hyman, Dan Harris, 10% Happier.
You've interviewed most of these people too.
A lot of them, yeah. So it's really an honor to be with such esteemed company, but it shows me that our mission and the impact we're trying to make is helping people worldwide.
That is wonderful. And so tell people, well, first of all, let me just say Radio St. Pete is so honored to have John on every Thursday at 6 o'clock. You can listen to him and his podcast. You can also go to RadioSt.Pete.com and click on audio blogs, and you'll find all of his podcasts there. John, where else can we find you? Pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, the two best places to find me are either my personal website at JohnRMiles.com or my company website, PassionStruck.com.
Well, that's John R. Miles, Passion Struck, and we are just passion struck by your passion. Thank you for being here today.
Yeah, thank you, Nanette. It's been so great to be here.